Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a football Friday. Also a, what's the other Friday it is?
On the record Friday.
On the record Friday. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. How do you see Sunday playing out against the Rams? Blowout win, close win, or loss? 75% say close win, 15% loss, 9.7% blowout win. Now, normally, Fridays at 4 o'clock, we have Jaws. But since we don't have Jaws, we have the next best football expert. That is Jack with a High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Yeah, it's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Here's Jackie Baseball.
All right, let's get satiated.
Yeah, are you ready for some more late night baseball?
No.
Yeah, all weekend, right?
Well, I think tomorrow's 4.
Oh, okay, that's fine. So just tonight.
Yeah.
Just have to worry about
tomorrow. No, tomorrow's 8:10. Tomorrow's 8:10. So okay. You can live with an 8:10.
8:10. 9:40 even on Friday night. I can deal with a 9:40
yeah.
on Friday
Ooh,
night.
No.
No.
Dude.
You stayed up for a fake fight last Saturday at
Ooh,
2 a.m.
That was no fake fight, but that was a classic. That was a classic.
And then Sunday's 4:10. So you got the all Eagles, Rams, one straight to Phil's D-back.
Friday night is my stay up late night.
Yeah.
Friday, not Saturday night.
You and Seltzer.
Yeah.
Friday night is date night.
Oh, yeah,
well, listen, it's perfect. You'll be home right in time for first pitch, 9:40.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, you're
yep,
right.
Yep.
All right, so.
That would mean the date didn't go well.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
I come home and watch baseball.
Well, after.
Yeah, I'll catch you later.
Anyway. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So, I need to go into the trust tree for a second.
Okay, just us.
Just us. No one else is listening.
Just us.
I'm nervous about this series. Like,
yeah,
if there's a... Not for the season, not for the magic number, things like that. But if there's a place to kill this team's like momentum, it's Chase Field. It's where they died in 2023. Wherever they had the best offense in the history of the postseason up until game 3 in Arizona. Like, if they go down there and take 2 of 3 and keep this kind of momentum going forward, then obviously they're going to close it out against the Marlins and the Twins. They'll be fine. Like, that's not a big deal. It's just, I have this nervousness heading into the series that, like, this could be a place where all of a sudden the mojo kind of comes to a halt.
Well, eventually, the Weston Wilson, Otto Kemp, all of those guys, that part of it's going to slow down a bit. But yeah, this feels like a lose 2 out of 3 series.
Is my boy back yet? Is he back today?
Bohm could be activated tonight.
Yeah,
Boom.
Rob Thompson, I think.
Oh, everything's fine.
You want new blood, fresh blood in the lineup. He hasn't been on part of the win streak, so maybe he's hot.
I wonder why.
Yeah. We've been missing Sosa, too, by the way.
I know. That's what we're missing.
There you go. Sosa, too. Okay. Yeah.
And the D-backs are playing for their playoff lives. I mean, they're 2 games out behind the Mets.
Who's pitching for us this weekend?
So what's interesting, so tonight it's Taijuan Walker and Walker Buehler. Yeah, and Rob Thompson was very proud of himself when he broke that to the media.
Yeah, it'll be Walker first and then Buehler.
Yeah, and then the next time it's going to go Buehler-Walker.
Oh, and, well, I like that. It saves the bullpen.
So it does, and to me, that is about Nola in the playoffs. That's preparing for who is going to be the guy that's going to come in after Nola if Nola, for some reason, can only go four.
Ah,
Or Lizardo.
Yeah.
Or Lizardo. Thank you for clearing that
up. Well, I mean, he's given up four or five runs the last two outings also.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But that's deciding who is going to be the guy to follow a starter that happens to falter in the postseason. I think that's what that is about.
Okay. Yeah, well, I like it. I like it. Yeah. And it saves the bullpen a little bit.
Yeah. So, as long as they pitch well.
Yeah. Well,
tomorrow and Sunday?
What do you mean?
Pitching.
Tomorrow and Sunday. So it's Nola tomorrow and then Ranger on Sunday.
Okay. Well,
you're in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, we can get two out of three here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully.
If they're interested in winning.
Well, they still have to lock up the two seed. Yeah. The one seed seems like a long shot.
Right. So, they're three back just in the number, but really four back with the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Well, how many are they? I guess I could look at this myself. But are the Dodgers close?
5.5 games. So the magic number is what, 3 or 4?
I think it's 4 still.
So magic number is 4. Combination of 4 Phillies wins, Dodgers losses. Should not, the Phillies should be able to, even if the Dodgers ran the table, if the Phillies can't win 4 out of the last 9 games, that will be a real problem.
Yeah, that would be the real problem.
Against Minnesota, Miami, and Arizona.
Yeah. So we shall see. But Buehler, the numbers looked pretty good in his last time out against the Royals when we were at the dinner. Watching it, stuff didn't pop. I think he looked fine, but he's still 93-ish. So we'll see how it goes. And the playoff rotation is pretty much set. He didn't set it in stone, but he basically said it's going to be Sanchez, Ranger, Lizardo.
One, two, and three. The only thing I don't like about that is Lizardo in the away game as opposed to Ranger in the away game.
So I agree.
Especially if it ends up being New York. To be honest with you, I would rather have Ranger at Citi Field than Lizardo at Citi Field.
But now, they could also change it. I mean, I don't know if the Sanchez decision to pitch game two was necessarily decided a week and a half out.
Right.
Remember last year we had this conversation about Sanchez at home versus Sanchez on the road?
Yep.
So, I mean, things could change. I would prefer Lizardo at home. But at the same time, I mean, Ranger's been so good. What gives you the best chance to win and go up 2-0?
Yeah, that's what you want to do. You have to go up 2-0,
That's what you want to do. So, So Sanchez, Ranger, Lizardo for the bullpen, or for the starting rotation. And, I mean, that's pretty much it.
And, okay, so magic number for the two seed is 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know people, because the guy called in earlier and he wanted to bring it up, about the 3 straight lefties thing. What do you want him to do? I think part of the reason, maybe, why they would go Sanchez, Ranger, and then Lizardo is it does give a different look kind of in the middle there, you know, with Ranger and Lizardo versus two power guys and Sanchez and Lizardo. But, like, you got to put your best 3 guys out there.
Yeah.
I don't care about the left-right thing with the starting rotation.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
What?
That it doesn't matter when you want to just put your best players out there. But it matters in the lineup. When we got to put a lineup together,
because,
though,
again, you can't get hamstrung late in the game.
Yes, I know. But if it's your best player, it shouldn't matter who he's hitting against.
If Nola was pitching on the same level as Lizardo, I would put Nola there.
No. This is not a Nola thing. No, this is just more or less for the lineup in the baseball thing.
Yeah. He's hit Schwarber and Harper next to each other most of the year.
All right.
And I'm looking for I'm monitoring the Trey Turner situation, because if he is healthy, I would like Trey Turner to get a series of baseball in before the season's over.
Just so we go on record here.
Yeah.
My boy Knowles will be in the more deciding game that needs to be pitched when something goes wrong. Just understand that.
Okay.
You got to have somebody.
I hope so.
Yeah, you got to have somebody.
I hope so.
As long as he gives you 5 or 6 innings, you got the greatest bullpen. Let them do their job.
Well, we've had, what, 3 good Nola starts this season total, maybe?
There you go.
Yep. Give him the there you go.
There you go.
All right. Who's going to come in? Who's going to come in when Knowles is out in the 4th inning? You know,
that's true. Yeah.
Buehler.
215-592-9494. Marv in Northeast Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Marv? In the great Northeast.
Hey, guys.
Northeast How's Philly. Well, hold on. Time out, Marv. Yes. Can you change that in the computer so it just says Northeast? Because I said Northeast Philly, like I just moved here or something. So, all right, go ahead, Marv. Marv in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Marv?
Not much. So I think the Eagles are going to have a close win this week. The Eagles, we got a Dory Jackson. But the good thing about that is the Browns are about to be 4-0, so be on Denzel Ward watch, because I think they're getting ready to trade him. They
you mean 0-4?
0-4, you mean?
Yeah, 0-4. Yeah. It's going to be 0-4. So I think we're going to be in prime position to get him. So I think we're going to be all right. We're going back to the Super Bowl. Go Birds. I'm fired up. And my food that I get for lunch is tuna cakes. It sounds a little strange, but, you know, you get your tuna, you put it with some breadcrumbs, maybe even some garlic Ritz crackers, just to, you know, throw a little razzle dazzle in there. Get it with some horseradish, dip it in there with some mustard. Man, that's one of the best slices of life right there.
Okay.
You can't go wrong.
That sound like, is that jail food? What are we talking here?
No. Okay. No. It's a struggle meal, but you know, the struggle meal sometimes turn out to be a good meal.
Oh, for sure. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
You know? Hey.
We grew up on the struggle meal. I'm with you.
So, Marv, do you heat up the tuna cake, or do you just eat it, you know, out of the can with the breadcrumbs? Do you throw it in a pan or something?
Yeah, you got to throw it in the pan so you can get a little bit, you know, a little bit of crust on there.
Sounds pretty good,
actually. You can't just do a raw dog. You know, you got to have a little better slice of life, though.
So. Yeah, all right, Mark. That's a new one, the tuna cake.
I'm not a big tuna guy.
No?
Nah.
Not even what about the fresh tuna? You have a nice tuna steak or something?
Nah.
And you're not a sushi guy, right?
No, definitely not.
Yeah. I didn't even need to ask
that. Raw food?
Yeah.
No.
Eat raw vegetables.
Yeah, but that's a vegetable.
Yeah. I told you that my brother ate a live shrimp once, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, when we were in
Seattle.
I don't
understand why, but you did.
Well, see,
I don't understand why he did it.
Well, because I told him to. We were in Seattle, a big seafood place, and there was one place right by where the Seahawks play. They had the shrimp in the aquarium, and they would take it out and cut its head off and give it to you right away.
Yeah.
So it is moving around when you are eating it.
Oh, God.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, there's no way.
No.
Was he drunk when he did it?
No. My brother and I...
That would be a way in college you did stupid stuff like that.
My brother, through most of his... Now he's a grown man, 40 years old, you know, that has a big job or whatever. When he was a teenager, he would just do whatever I told him to do. So if you know, there was, you know, older brother says, eat the live shrimp, you know what you do? You eat the shrimp.
You're doing things to amuse yourself.
Yes, absolutely. That's what a little brother is for.
Brothers are for.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Willis and Woodbury, you're on WIP. What's up, Willis?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love your show.
Thank you, Willis.
Appreciate it, brother.
I got to admit, Spike, when I first started listening to you, I was like, I don't like this guy, man. He seems a little over the top. But you've grown on me. I really do like you and your show and everything, and Jack and all three of you. Like, you're all, you do a phenomenal job. So,
thank you.
Oh, come on. You can't take being third one time?
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, hey, is that the Catalan thing still going on with the camera, Jack?
Nah, it's over.
It's not
dead.
Over. It's not over, Willis.
He's dead.
The camera tore two ligaments in his ankle, so practicing for basketball.
Such a great athlete.
I'm going to state this again. I know Ike just wants it to be over. I am getting the basketball game. I don't care if it's in 2 years. The basketball game is happening. I need to watch it. So, yes, it's going to happen. I need closure on this, Willis.
So the camera's on the IR is what you're saying. Oh,
yeah, he's definitely on the IR.
Yeah, he's on the...
I got a couple quick points.
The 60-day, you know.
Couple quick points on the Eagles and Phillies. Eagles, they're a different team when Dallas Goedert's on the field. You could see in the championship run last year. When Dallas is out on the field, it just seems to open up the field more for like AJ and Devontae, even Saquon. Do you have the same feeling on that?
I don't know. You know, the thing with Goddard is he's missed so much time over the last 2 years. It's hard sometimes, I think, for them to get into a flow with him in the offense because he's been in and out. But I agree with you. I thought in their first game as a middle of the field receiver for Jalen, a big target, It's a great throw to make. Like, it's, to me, it's the easiest one you make when talking about quarterback to your tight end.
Well,
and he's a big target.
And I'm sure he said this prior to my being here. All I have is the year we talked to Donovan and now. But it was something
Fob loves the tight end.
It was something that Donovan McNabb said to us every week. Get Goddard involved. Get the tight end involved. Get the tight end involved. So, and the other reason Goddard helps is that he's the only tight end they have that is a good enough run blocker. Grant Calcaterra, I think, is actually a pretty good receiver, but he's not a good run blocker. Well, and Goddard,
or pass blocker for that matter.
Or pass blocker. Yes, we saw that. And when they're doing these, they've done a bunch of two tight end sets, and when neither of them can block anybody, what's the point?
Right.
Put another tackle
out
there.
Yeah, you might as well put a tackle out there.
You can put another tackle out there, right?
Sure you can.
Might
as
well do that. So, yeah.
I just think he has great receiving skills for a tight end.
He does.
And then the Phillies, why can't we bring Nola out of the bullpen in the playoffs?
Yeah.
If he's only good for three or four innings.
Because he has to start game four.
Yeah.
I know. He seems to implode in the fifth inning. So he's good for three or four innings. Why not bring him out of the bullpen?
Because Willis, who's starting game four? The problem is, who's starting game four?
I'd rather have Bueller in there.
No,
honestly.
You don't.
Yeah, give it time. Give it time. You might not feel the same way about Bueller. He's had a really as bad a year as Nola has had. Bueller's had a pretty bad year as well. Well, I don't know. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah.
But Nola,
see that defensive Nola. Like, I just wanted that on our ledger.
Yeah, I want to believe in Nola.
No.
No.
I don't even want you to.
Okay. All right. Stay on that side.
Yeah, stay on that side.
We're on stay on that side. Okay. Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. And you're treading.
Yeah.
Well, no, I would love Walker Bueller.
Because I know
you're
all Phillies, no matter who it is.
Well, besides 28-8.
Yeah, you got a list.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Will.
It's a hit list.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You want Bowman in the lineup? Batting seventh or eighth? Bowman at the bottom of the lineup? A contact hitter?
I take it.
As long as he's not in the four hole, it shouldn't matter.
Whatever.
Well, now
I hope Eeyore doesn't ruin the vibe of the team. That's all I, worry about.
He's going to be in a good mood. He's in a good vibe.
Yeah, until he strikes out.
Well,
yeah. I
would love Bueller to start a playoff game. Don't get me wrong. Like, I would love, but the first outing against the Royals was not like the most.
Yeah.
I'm not putting a lot of.
Give you a lot of hope. Yeah. I think. Your point about Bohm, I think one thing that the Bader acquisition does is maybe Bohm as a 6-7 hitter,
way better.
Than
less pressure.
Yes.
Gives you something at the bottom of the lineup.
Yep.
Come on, Fritzy.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I'm all in on this team winning. You're not excluding Bohmer, man.
Well, I hope he has a great postseason.
The problem with Bohm in the bottom of the lineup is in bottom of the lineup, you want to get on base so the top of the lineup guys can get you in.
Yep.
If there is one guy who can't score from first on a double on the Phillies, it is Alec Bohm.
Now we're going to kill him for his speed.
Well, Castellanos is faster. Castellanos is for sure faster. He's the slowest guy on the team, Bohm. It's not even close.
Yeah. No argument there.
You got those long legs? I can be that slow, man.
I know.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Tony in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, Tone?
Listen, because I predicted the Eagles' second-round pick and Andrew Mukuba, I need an extra 10 seconds to tell you what's wrong with the team.
Okay.
You know, Ike, every year prior to the draft, I call you a month in advance and give you my top three. I wanted Sebastian Castro, one, at strong safety, Andrew Mukuba, who they took with the second pick, and Denzel Burke. And he's a shutdown corner. He's starting, by the way, where he's at, Denzel Burke.
Okay.
Sebastian Castro went to the Steelers. They put him on the practice squad. Dumbest thing they could have ever done. I want the Eagles to trade a third pick to go get him.
Oh.
Now, this is one thing. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with the offense and defense.
Please.
Nope. Nobody said anything about Blankenship. He gave up 21 points last week. Let me tell you what he did. Kelce bobbled that ball, which Mukuba took back for 57 yards, right?
Yep.
But it was a touchdown. Okay, he bobbled it. Blankenship was beat. It was a quick slant, but he was behind him. And Mahomes threw it where it had to be. By the time he turned, the ball was there. Okay?
Yep.
That was a touchdown. Then the second time, defense 101, prevent defense. Nobody gets behind you. What did Blankenship do? He took the wrong angle. The ball was wide open. Mahomes overthrew him by 15 yards. But what did the D coordinator do?
They came right back to it.
They came right back to it. And he did the same thing. And Quinyon Mitchell came from his cornerback spot and almost disrupted the play.
Yeah.
But he gave up three touchdowns. That's why I wanted Sebastian Castro. That's a weak link on this defense and one more corner. Now, on offense, what do I see? All the commentators saying nobody's open, nobody's open. All A.J. Brown, I'm sorry, and I know you love him, but check it out, and I know you're a realist. He only gives you 10. He ran 8 10-yard slants. That's it. He can't get deep. What they're missing, and Devontae Smith and Dotson are good slot receivers. But for me, and with the attitude, nobody doesn't take accountability. Okay, you can't get downfield. You can't stretch the field. But when you saw that game with Dallas, when you saw George Pickens, when you saw CeeDee Lamb getting down the field, they missing that other those other X receivers that can stretch the field, which is going to open it up for the swing pass out of backfield to Barkley, and it's going to open it up for everybody else. Then that's what they're missing. That's why Hurts is holding the ball, because there's nobody open. They can't get.
No.
They can't break coverage.
No.
Hold on, Tony.
Though some of what you said may be true, the Hurts holding the ball thing happened all last year too. Now, to his credit, he's only been sacked once this year. He's done a better job of deciding to run or getting rid of the ball so thus far.
Yep.
But the problem with the him holding the ball is there are opportunities early that he is not taking. And I think one of the things I hate to bring, the only reason I'm bringing up Josh Allen because it was on last night. We are looking, when we're watching this tape, we're all amateurs, not Ike, but the rest of us are amateurs watching the tape. I feel like we are watching the tape waiting for somebody to have 5 yards of separation between themselves and the cornerback. Doesn't really happen unless there's a mistake. Sometimes it's a step. It's a half step. And that is one of the things, being able to make that decision quickly, throw the ball in front, because that was one of the receptions that AJ should have had last week that was thrown behind him because the ball came out a little bit late. And the great thing about AJ is that when he gets the ball on the run, that is one of the best. He is really good on the sideline. You throw the ball up to him, he will go get it out. You know, over a cornerback. But I also think AJ, and this is where he reminds me of T.O., is that if you get him 8 yards on the run. He is so strong and so big and so fast that that's how we end up with 25-yard gains. And again, last night, Josh Allen's only throwing the ball 5 yards, 7 yards. But because he is leading them and because the ball is coming out early, that is how you get those gains. So I don't necessarily agree that the only way to get AJ the ball is him going deep. I don't think that's the only way to do it.
No, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is he's going to give you that 10, 15-yard slant to what your credit is. And he could break it, but that's all he was able to give you. And you said it's been the same thing last year. I've been crying for this 3 years. They still need that stretch receiver, that home run. Can you imagine? And I don't like his attitude, but I don't like Tyreek Hill. But can you imagine a Tyreek Hill on the other side that can create that separation? And now you got somebody that can stretch the field? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating to watch. And I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I knew somebody, they need the Andrew McCuba. They need that strong safety. Nobody has ever said anything about Blankenship's play.
No, it's a good call. Hey, Tony, it's a good call. It's a good call on Drew McCuba.
For sure.
He certainly has turned out right now to be better than I thought he would be. I thought the size would be an issue. That hasn't been an issue from a physical standpoint. Mm. Still looks like a DB to me more than he does a safety.
Absolutely.
If that's who you wanted the Eagles to pick, kudos to you. They select him. And he's right about Blankenship.
Yeah.
Especially on the deep plays. Yeah. I'm more frustrated with Reed on the deep plays than I am the Kelce play. The Kelce is more of a good design play down there. But the deep ball, you got beat once. Yeah. Then they came back to it again. And, what are you watching?
Yeah, unless there is a communication issue.
That's what I'm assuming it had to be.
Yeah.
But that clearly wasn't Quinyon's, man.
No.
He came over once he saw the ball in the air. There's supposed to be a safety back there who clearly bit up. I thought it was Cooper. Easy to confuse, but it was Reed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, ooh, boy, you know.
We all look the same? Is that what you're saying? 215-592-9494. We award the belt coming up next. Now, Elliot currently has the belt. We find out if Elliot.
What did he do to get the belt?
What did he do last week? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
What did he do?
I don't know.
Yeah, did he have? Oh, he had something. He was certainly arguing about
something.
Was it
the Goddard thing?
Week.
Getting the Goddard scoop right?
Maybe that was it.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Yeah, the Goddard scoop.
We'll find out if he keeps it.
No, that's Insider of the Year, right?
We got a lot of bits.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not that. No, he was debating with somebody last week.
Oh, Jolly.
Jolly, is that what it was?
Yeah, he crushed Jolly.
Yes.
He crushed Jolly.
That's what it was.
Jolly, 5-1, 4-2 in debates. 215-592.
1-5 in debates.
1-5. 215. No, not 1-5. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a football Friday, on an on-the-record Friday. 4:30 every Friday, the WIP Afternoon Show awards the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents the belt.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
The belt is awarded to the WIP employee who had the best week, who brought it. Now, the thing is, to get the belt or to lose the belt, the person that has it, somebody else has to do a great job. Elliot has the belt. Now, I will say this before we award the belt. If he were a WIP employee, which he is not, then Mike Mayock would have the belt. Mike Mayock coming right at me.
Yep.
Right at me yesterday.
Yeah.
He would have the belt, absolutely. But he is not a WIP employee.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's still a big part of the stage, big part of the show.
He is. But he's not it's always been WIP employee.
I know.
So.
But he deserves the belt.
He does. Has anyone, this might be a tainted victory like he had before for this guy.
Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yeah. So the question is, did anyone do anything to take the belt from Elliot? Did Elliot do anything to keep the belt? Here is your answer.
To me, it is very, very clear. When Jalen plays well, the Eagles are great.
And when Jalen doesn't, like, it's on him. I said he was the most important player on the Eagles last year because, for me, it's always the quarterback. So it would be hypocritical of me now all of a sudden to be like, well, actually, it's Petullo. Like, it's not Petullo. The offense works. This is on Jalen and the players.
Strong take from Elliot.
Strong.
Also flipping. Also, all I want from Elliot always is a coherent moral code.
Which we know he has none.
He has none. This is consistent. He says that when the offense is running well, even if he's not throwing it, it is on Jalen gets the credit. Mm-hmm. The offense is not running well. Elliot finally blamed the quarterback. Big thing for Elliot. Elliot keeps the
belt.
But
he could be wrong.
He could be wrong, for sure. We don't care about being right or wrong. No. We care about strong takes. Have a take, coward. And he was not a coward. Yeah. I give Elliot. I did not see that coming from Elliot.
Surprised me too.
Elliot always walks in here on Tuesdays, and either Ike or I end up arguing with Elliot. He talked for about 3 minutes there, and we both looked at each other and said, "Well, all right. I didn't see that coming from Elliot." You know. So congratulations, Elliot, who gets the belt. Now a guy who almost always has the belt. That is Rios. In North Philly. Rios, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Oh, bro. We need you today, man.
Yes.
Yeah, we need you today, man.
You know, I always put my heart out. I always try my best. You know what I mean? Let me just say something, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So, with everything that's being talked upon, and I don't, you know, everybody has a right to their own opinion, and ain't nobody wrong. But let me just say this. When I was in the military, I didn't become a great leader, a great sergeant, a great man of men until I understood, because being in the military, you're around everybody in all over the world. I had to learn how to put myself in their shoes. And when I learned that, I understood. With that being said, you know what I mean? Yes, A.J. Brown should be disappointed. And at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you this. He's a guy who's a killer and wants the ball. And if he gets the ball, we're going to dominate. Shoot, I want the ball, and I'm not even playing in the freaking game. So he should want the damn ball. And yo, Jackie, hit the music. Week freaking 3, 2-0. And you hear all the doubt and negativity about our offense. Well, good, good, good. Don't get freaking angry about it. Get freaking focused. This is fuel, and this is set a fire from within. Because quite frankly, all the talk about our offense is warranted. We have freaking standards, and things don't need to be cute, but we need to dominate. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, I'm 100% sure they are disappointed with the passing offense. So they freaking should be, because we dominate if we get them the freaking ball in their hands. So Kevin, the OC, let's start freaking dominating. No conservative stuff. Aggressiveness and domination, because that's going to get us back to the bowl. Because being greedy and violent is the key. All last year proved that. Well, 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 look at here. The Rams are back in the concrete jungle. Intensity levels are high, and they think they come in here to do what they want to do. Jerry Verse is ready to walk around on the field and mock our fans. Sean McVay was one of the suckers sit-pissing about the Philly shove because he couldn't stop it. So what are we going to do? Well, gentlemen, it's time to go full battle rattle and release the clips on these suckers. It's time, so let's bring the pain and leave bloodstains. We are locked in. No man will leave the link without seeing the blue tent. It's time for combat. Ain't nothing fair. The only way you get the results that you want is you got to earn it. If you got to suffer, oh well, F it. Be ready to live, but prepare to die. No negotiating to get out of the fire. Once you're in it, you find your way by being a freaking man and taking anything that's thrown at you and Joker smile your ass at the camera. Blood is meant to be shed, and pain is meant to come. It's inevitable. And how you find peace is to accept all that will become unstoppable. We are in this now. No mercy, no fear, straight savages. We don't take the easy route. We don't shy away from conflict. We don't play slap and tickle. We don't have our wives holding us while watching Lifetime. We grab our balls and take the jump. We run through walls and give our lumps. Eagles, we soar high and breathe up there. F you, you, and you. Sunday, beware, suckers. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, Iron Reels from North Philly Hunting Park, a.k.a. the Sergeant Major of Philly. You cannot threaten me with death when I already met the
Whoa.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Well,
be ready to wait, ready to live, but prepare to die. Yeah. Is that what that line was in the middle there?
Week three against the Rams.
It was a lot in there.
A lot, yes. No one leaves the game without seeing the blue tent.
It's a very 2025 message.
Yeah. Yes. Everybody's getting injured. Everybody's getting injured.
Kill them.
Yeah.
No one leaves the game without seeing the blue tent.
No one. Even Jake Elliott. 215-592-9494. Your old drafty windows are in the blue tent. And you know what? They're gone. They said your old drafty windows went to the blue tent. They said, you know what? Get out of here. Not questionable. Not returning. Your doors also blue tent. Guida can help you. Guida can replace those things. Guida has done it for me. Guida has done it for hundreds of people, thousands of people in the Delaware Valley. The buy one, get one half off sale is going on right now at Guida. So for every qualified door or window you buy, you get the next one 50% off. Mix and match them if you want. Buy an entry door, get half off a storm door. Buy a patio door, get 50% off a window. If you need to replace all the doors and windows in your house, half of them, are going to be 50% off. So the more you need, the more you save. Start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 18 months. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Here's what you got to do. Call 877-GO-GUIDED. Get all the details. Schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. Or go to goguided.com. That's goguida.com. Be ready to live, but prepared to die.
I'm sure Tommy's going to have a similar message.
Yeah, it sounds very Tommy down the shore. There he is. Tommy down the shore. Jack.
So you tornado? For yeah, tornado right, calls for right. Did I forgot about that? We did Tom.
I love baloney. He likes to thank a Grayson, then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy. You know what I'm saying? Down
the shore. Tommy!
Yo, Mike, yo, Spike, yo, Jack. Big baloney business, baby. Oh, man.
Oh, Tommy, you must be feeling good after that win on Sunday.
I'm so fired up. I mean, listen, it wasn't pretty, right? But yep. We got the job done. That's all that matters. I believe in this team. They're going to keep getting better. But before we get into this week's game, the Rams game.
Yes.
You guys may not know this, but it's one of my dreams in life to travel into space. Have you guys ever contemplated space travel?
I have.
Never.
No. I have. Yeah. I have.
You can't even get me to leave Jersey or Pennsylvania.
Yes. Yeah.
Let alone going to.
Yeah. You won't go over the bridge twice, much less into space.
Out in space.
Yeah. I didn't know that was one of your lifelong dreams to travel into space, Tommy.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm with you, man. Like, I'm the same way. I like to stay local unless it's to go to space. You know what I mean? I like to stay in space. When it comes to going to space, I'm ready. You know what I mean?
So you don't want to leave the shore unless you're going to Mars.
That's right. Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Exactly. But it's one of my dreams, and I believe in the next decade, this will be feasible, right? And once I get up there, I plan to open the first ever deli in space.
A deli in space.
That's right, space deli. You know what I mean?
Who's going to eat at it, Tommy?
Everybody, because everybody's going to be there.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
All right, right. Yes.
This is like maybe 10, 15, 20 years from now. You know what I mean?
Okay, yes. Makes more sense that way.
Makes more sense. It's going to be called Tommy's Space Bologna Delicatessen. And as far as the concept, imagine if like Captain Kirk and Spock, instead of the Starship Enterprise, they opened a deli. You know what I mean? And this is what the concept of our deli is. And we got some amazing items, okay? For example, give you a little sampling. We're going to have zero-gravity ham and cheese. You know what I mean? Eat your ham and cheese, zero-gravity. We're going to have lunar roast beef. That's another menu item. We're going to have...
What kind of roast beef?
Lunar.
Okay.
Lunar.
That's a hot item on the menu. And one of my personal favorites... Warp speed mozzarella. You know what I mean? Because here's the thing. When we give you these sandwiches, you're not just getting a sandwich. You're traveling at warp speed. We're sending you to warp speed when you eat that mozzarella. When you get that lunar roast beef, guess what? We're sending you to the moon. You're eating that roast beef on the moon. You know what I mean? What do you guys think?
Is there anything... So just to clear it up, is there anything... different about the sandwich, or is it a lunar roast beef because it's on the moon? Does the roast beef come from the moon?
No, roast beef is roast beef just like you know it on Earth.
Oh,
you know what
okay.
I mean?
All right. Okay.
But you're eating it on the moon. That's a big difference. You know okay. what I mean?
So when you say Tommy's Space Bologna Delicatessen, it's not space bologna. It's just you're in space eating bologna.
It's bologna in space, right. When okay. you eat that mozzarella, you're eating just a regular mozzarella, tomato, and pesto sandwich, you know what I mean? But you're traveling at warp speed while you do it, you know what I mean?
Well, looking back on it, you have to wonder, Ike, why Captain Kirk and Spock didn't just open up a delicatessen. Would have been a better show, I think.
Yeah.
Overall.
They would have had more fun, you know what I mean? They could have just stayed put,
yep.
ate some hoogies, you know what I mean? My motto is this. Explore the cosmos one hoogie at a time, you know what I mean? That's what we're doing with this space delicatessen.
Could you give your motto one more time?
Exploring the cosmos one hoogie at a time.
Exploring
it's got a ring to it, doesn't it?
It does.
It's a nice
especially,
little catch line, you know what I mean?
Especially the way that you say it. I will say, though, we wanted to help you out with your TV shows and your musical. I don't think we can help you open up a deli in space. That's going to be on you.
Yeah.
Just be patient. In 10, 15 years, it's going to be different. These people say, Tommy, this is crazy. It seems crazy. In 2025. In 2035, 2040, it's not going to seem crazy. Trust me.
Wow. I look forward to it.
I got one question, Tommy. Yeah. Condiments. Okay. How do you get the condiments on the sandwiches?
That's a little more complicated, right? Because you know, because the condiments, when you squeeze the mustard, you gotta kind of get it to land on a hoagie, you know what right? I mean, or on a sandwich, you know what I mean. So you gotta kind of fly towards the mustard while it's in the air, you know what I mean. It's a little more that part of it's a little more complicated, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the zero gravity creating right. of the sandwich, and I'm just imagining in the space deli,
there's meat floating everywhere.
Yeah, just trying to grab it. Yeah, you're right.
Keep it together.
Yeah,
you gotta hold on tight to that sandwich. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, it could just fly into the cosmos. You'll never see it again.
Well, you're gonna need some really well trained workers at your delicatessen.
Only the best.
Only the best.
We're gonna have a fantastic staff working for us.
All right, Tommy. Eagles are 2-0. As you mentioned, it was an ugly win against the Chiefs, but you are tuning out the naysayers. We have Rams on Sunday. How do you see it going?
I got a prediction. I'm very excited for this game. But before I give this prediction, uh-oh. Very quickly,
yes.
Can I just give an impression of all the other teams in the NFL when it comes to the tush push? This is my impression. Win! Tush push, win! You hear me?
Nailed it, Tommy.
Yep.
That's a good cry, right?
Oh, I've
been working on my cry.
Yep, you nailed them. You did nail them there, Tommy.
Win! Tush push, win!
Win! Oh, how about a tush push on the moon?
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
How have you not thought of a tush push sandwich yet?
That's on the menu, Jack. We just added that to the menu. You know what I mean?
Work on it for next week. I need to know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm still fine-tuning all the ingredients and everything. The menu is a work in progress.
It could help with constipation.
I like it.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's got what do they call it? Prunes. It's got prunes.
Yeah. Yes. That's what it gives Sutton.
A prune that's sandwich.
Right.
Yep.
That's right.
Sounds great. So what's your prediction for Sunday, Tommy?
I think this is a game where this is a matchup where the passing game is going to start to click. I'm going 34-20 Bird.
Oh man, there we go.
Yeah, baby. All right,
Tommy. Well, a great call as always. We love the ideas.
Yes.
We're all looking forward to Tommy's Space Bologna Delicatessen. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I love you guys. Go Birds. I'm over and over and over now. I'll talk to you next week.
There he is.
Tommy. You know what I'm saying? Down the shore.
I didn't even want to get into asking him about beverages.
Oh, that would be a real problem. He's going to need sippy cups.
Yes.
He's going to definitely.
Good point.
Yeah,
sippy cups.
Everybody's going to have at the Space Bologna Delicatessen. We're going to need sippy cups. Big news for you, Ike. You revealed to everybody yesterday you're going to a country 3-day festival concert.
Staying intense, yep, and doing yoga.
Yep, staying intense, doing yoga. I was reading the lineup. It turns out it was the wrong Barefoot Festival. It was the one in England. But they did announce one of the headliners for yours. So this one's in North Wildwood. Post Malone.
How about that? Is that a good thing?
Yeah,
that's a
huge headline.
And he's dipping his toe into the country music scene.
Yeah, he hasn't always. He's not been a country guy.
Ah,
yeah,
but he's from Texas, so he's you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's starting to look better.
Yeah, pretty talented guy that Post Malone. I'm not huge on the music though. I remember when the pandemic was going on, he did this whole only Nirvana concert wherever he was with a few guys.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah.
I got to be honest. I'm hoping for Carrie Underwood.
Yeah,
interesting.
Is she still?
I don't know. She's still touring.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm the wrong person to ask about this. That's the only person I know with country music.
Who else?
Morgan Wallen.
Wallen. He did a song with Post Malone.
Yeah.
Okay. So hopefully he's there.
That could be a big one.
Have you ever gone to a concert where you don't know any of the acts?
No. This is. I actually
have heard of Post Malone. I just don't know any of the music.
You would like the music.
Yes.
The music's fine. Post Malone music's fine.
Even his country music?
No. I haven't heard his country music yet, but I imagine it will be twinged with what he normally.
Boys the Men was there, and they weren't singing country music.
No, and even Morgan Wallen, it's country music, but it's not really country.
It's hip hop.
Yeah. It's not hip hop.
Hip hop.
Like Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll is hip hop, right? Yeah.
Hip hop.
Hip hop. Yes. Hick singing hip hop.
Okay.
I really
hadn't heard that one before.
That's a Justin in Tennessee saying.
Okay.
Dude, you must love your wife. I cannot believe you're going to this concert.
I don't even know if she knows we're going. I think she knows we're going. Yeah, I think I just agreed with the group.
Yep.
One night we were drinking and it was like, it was suggested. And
yeah.
I was like, well, I guess we may as well go. Everybody else is going.
I get a four-day country music.
See, I'm not going to be there for 4 days.
Okay, you're going
that's
one
for
day.
Sure, yes.
Okay, how many are you? 2 days.
I'm going though. 4 days. I'm saying I'm not going to the concert.
Okay.
4 days. That's not going to happen. One of those days, the Borgata's going to see me.
Yeah, you could just leave, yep. Right?
Are you kidding me?
Well,
yes.
Some of these, you know, it's out in the middle of nowhere. Yes, but North Wild,
which... listen, we as husbands, we're getting away from this thing at least two of the days.
Yeah. Man, I need photos, video, all
I'll
that
give them
stuff.
2 days. Whatever yeah. the two best lineups are, I'm in.
I'll let you know.
I'm in. Yeah, I'm yeah. in.
Wow. I can't believe this is happening. I'm so looking forward to this. As I said, I might buy a ticket.
That's next June.
Yes. I looked it up.
Oh, you looked it up already.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. All right. Jack, what's coming up in the top five of five?
Situations I'm seeing develop here at WIP.
It's always some version
it's always
of that.
Something of that, yes.
Yep. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494 to get in. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.